Blog Talk Radio.
Getting a few more songs added back in. Jethro said he had about 17 different bands. He was really anxious to have their music played, so it's like, oh, I like your song. Oh, it works for a pretty good wake-up call. Well, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild this afternoon, wherever you may be. I know we're actually here in Mountain Time. It's noon. I know where Pamela's at. It's 2 in the afternoon. I guess I should say welcome Pacific Coast, because you're still at 11 o'clock a.m. And then, of course, there's Central Time, which is at 1 o'clock p.m. We're going to remind everybody a couple things here right out the gate is get a hold of us at www.psychicsgonewild.com, and you will see a whole page or several pages, actually, each of our psychics and readers and everybody, talented people. We even have our very own Jan Drake Bakke, who is our resident poetess, and she does interesting, amazing poems, and she's contemplating at this point getting a musician person to put some of her poetry to music, so she might actually have some stuff out there and be the songwriter as well. It might be very interesting. Anyway, today we have Pamela Cummins. She is at there's two. You still have the two places. You still have that www.successfulrel.com, Pamela.
I still have that, or they can use my name, Pamela P A M E L A, Cummins C U M M I N S .com. It goes to the same place. I just grabbed my name before somebody else did, because that's why it's not successful relationships. That's why it's REL, because many years ago somebody grabbed that on me.
So. Oh wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to have your own name.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Other places we can reach her is, let me make sure I got them right here. On Twitter, she is Rev Pamela. Are there any dots in there? Is it all run together? Or how do they do that on those?
You have to put it all together, and you put a little at sign, you know, that little at that's on the computer. You have to do that. So you do at Rev Pamela. I guess if you put Rev Pamela all together, it probably would come up if you Googled it. Yes.
Okay. And on Facebook, she is Pamela Cummins, or is it Pamela dot Cummins? Right. It's like there's a
I don't like to put those dots in
the
because
dots in the
yeah, I don't like to do that because a lot of times people forget to do that.
Ah.
And I know personally, it just I don't like it. So
yeah.
You know, I don't like to do things I don't like to do to other people. If that makes it's karma, I guess.
Do it to others, exactly.
Exactly.
And she's also at Pinterest. And it's like, so that would be Rev Pamela C. So are there any capital? It's like, does it make a difference in capitalization, or do they care about that?
I don't know in Pinterest, honestly. And a lot of others, they really don't care about that. They're going to find you.
Okay.
And
all
you know what I thought of, too? And you can find it on my webpage or but I also have a blog. If you want to follow my blog, it's Pamela Psychic's Insight at WordPress.com. And I promise, one of the things that I dislike is getting blogs every day. I follow blogs, and I have this one lady. She sends me 4 blogs a day. And there's this there's this one thing I really like, and that's why I haven't stopped the blogs. I like to blog about twice a month because I don't inundate people, but it also keeps them, you know, kind of anticipating it. And right now I am writing blogs on dreams. I'm going to do a dreams series. So
cool.
I'm looking forward to that. But I'm also looking for someone to proofread my stuff because my dad usually does that. You know, because
I'm volunteer. Unless you want somebody closer to where you're at. It's like, I don't know if that's something you could send email or not.
Oh, sure. You know, so, so as soon as that's, and again, I'm not going to inundate you. I like to keep the anticipation.
Anticipation.
Right.
If you wasn't
behind. Exactly. I mean, their ketchup just tastes better than anybody else's.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. And the Simply Heinz is even better because here's the proof for it is like the Simply Heinz has no fructose, high fructose corn syrup. And I did read an itty bitty blurb the other day, health wise, that if you are ingesting high fructose corn syrup, it makes you gain weight 48% more often than the stuff without high fructose corn syrup. And start reading the labels in a store and figure out how many items have high fructose corn syrup in them and figure out why America's having a weight problem.
Mm.
Well, my daughter and I started doing this the past month, and it's like she was truly shocked at how, because her husband's been putting on weight. I mean, he's a farmer. It's like he goes out and works hard out to eat, you know, hearty. But he's really been, you know, putting on some pounds, and she's like, what's going on? I said, start reading your labels. And she didn't. She's just like, it's in everything, Mom. I was like going, uh-huh. And it's like, so then she started really shopping to try to find healthier, and she found out it was a lot harder to find healthier. And the healthier is more expensive.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Totally.
That's why I'm looking forward to the cooler weather, because actually right now I have it on low, but in my slow cooker I have some lentils and spinach and, you know, and I get the little organic tomato paste and just some spices. Sometimes I add rice. This time I decided not to add rice because I love carbs, so I have to be careful with that.
Aha.
Yeah, but it's a lot better than what you find at the grocery store.
No kidding. Yep. Anything homemade and fresh is always going to be that.
Right.
All righty. The only thing we haven't given out to him is 973-229-9704. And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, because this is a good time to do that, that Pamela offers for first-time clients only a $10 discount on a 30-minute session. Is that on anything you do?
That is on readings.
On readings, okay.
Right.
Because I know you do a lot. I know you do, golly, what is it? You do psychic development classes. You do life coaching. You do a whole bunch of stuff.
I do. I do singles coaching. I do psychic development coaching. I'm having a program coming up, but I don't want to give too much information because that's something else I'm working on.
Cool.
You know, but so yes, I do that, and I'm actually working on an ebook. I get bored. I need variety.
Awesome, blossom. All righty. Well, and she's about to get variety today because we have a pretty full queue today, and we got some people who have been hanging on here and waiting around, and it's like the really odd thing is, I don't understand, it must be with the Skypes or something like that, but some of the people who are further down in the queue actually have been hanging on longer, so it's really kind of an odd day. And Blog's been, you know, reversing things on us. It's like they reversed the time on us. But anyway, all right. If you are ready to go, we got a bunch of people waiting to talk to you.
And the only thing that I ask, and I know once you get on, you want to ask me a ton of questions, but remember, there's people behind you. So if you can limit it to a question or two, it's not that I'm being mean. I'm just trying to be respectful for everybody.
Everybody, yep. Everybody gets a little bit. You betcha. Okay, with that in mind, away we go. First caller is area code 917. 917, you are on with us.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
My name is Hope.
Nice name.
Yeah.
And sure. And how can I help you, Hope?
Is this Pamela I'm talking to?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, there are two voices. So the first question I have is about work. And I'm just wondering, I'm very happy. I imagined this job. I created a project to get it. It took me 2 years to sell it. I'm happy to be there, but it's the first time up, and I'm having to eat a lot of stuff. And, you know, when a man is tenacious and does the same thing, often people go, wow, Bob really did it. And when a woman does it, sometimes it's, ugh, who is she, unfortunately. And I'm getting that from one person in particular. But there's another guy on the project. He starts with a V, and I'm just wondering if I should tell him what's happening with the rod guy.
Okay, first of all, as far as your job, I keep on hearing the song, Just Stay a Little Bit Longer. And it's so funny because after I said that, my guides played the song Honesty by Billy Joel. I haven't heard that song in so long. And to me, that means to be honest. Now I'm hearing something that a spiritual advisor used to say to me, be quick, be simple, be gone. And what that means is, you know, don't spend all day. You don't have to explain it. Say it simply and then let it go.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, do it.
Okay. And anything you see coming up in my love life?
Okay, it's funny. I'm hearing New Horizons, and then I heard the song, a really old song, Happy Days Are Here Again. Okay. Now it's funny because I'm hearing the song Monday, Wednesday, Happy Days. You've withdrawn from love for a little bit. Kind of just put it on the back burners, what it feels like, okay? And I'm feeling it blossoming, new stuff coming, okay?
With an old person or a new person?
I'm hearing new stuff coming, so it does feel like with somebody, you know, new, you know?
Okay.
And if there's, you know, I can't say that it can't be somebody who's, you know, an old, you know, person who hasn't, you know, changed around, but it definitely feels new. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I hope
that
helps.
Well, thank you, Pamela. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful afternoon. Thanks for
you
the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And thank you so very much. We appreciate it. All right. We'll tell her, call back. let us know how stuff goes. We always like to hear those follow-ups and how things do go. All righty. Our next caller here is area code 727. I heard Birdie Bird going off back there. He got the chirp in there along, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think he's like, oh, I feel the energy. It's time to sing. I'm on air.
All righty. 727, you're on with us.
Hi, Pamela. My name is Pamela. How are you?
Good. Oh, you got a great name.
Yeah, you too. My question is, do you see Tony and I getting back together?
Okay. I am hearing the Beatles sing We Can Work It Out, okay, but I honestly, I'm seeing like this cartoon car going up and down, up and down hills, and I do feel that it's going to be a lot of work. I'm hearing that song lyric, work and work at, you know, at the car wash, so basically, you need to decide, is it worth it to do all that work, okay? Because I do feel that there is somebody else, I'm hearing this saying, a softer, easier way, all right? So, of course, you have free will. So to decide, do I want to do all this work? Because I'm seeing you knocking on, you know, on his forehead, okay? And it's like, he's stubborn. I don't know how else to put it. He's stubborn. Okay.
Does he love me, though?
That I feel he does, okay. I'm still getting, but he's stubborn. I'm just getting he's stubborn in love. And what that means to me is he's stubborn just in life, but when it comes to love, he's kind of stubborn about how he feels, how he shows it, you know. I'm just feeling he's a really scared little boy. I'm seeing him shaking like a leaf, okay.
So he doesn't want to get married.
I'm just getting, you know, I'm not getting yes or no. What I am getting with the relationship, it's a lot of work. You need to decide if you're willing to, you know, stick through it.
Do you see another guy coming through soon?
I'm hearing an easier, softer way, okay? And then my guides are saying, let go, because there's a part of you, I'm seeing an elastic band that really stretches, mm-hmm. and you're holding on, you know? And a lot of times it's, you got to release the old to embrace the new, all right? And it's the in-between time. And I'm saying this, you know, for anybody who doesn't want to let go of a relationship, okay? Because the in-between time is what keeps a lot of people from moving forward. Because it's scary. It's a scary place to be. But again, that it's free will. You need to make that decision. I can only just shed the light. You know, there is an easier, softer way with somebody else.
Okay, so the someone else could be coming within months?
If you let go of the old, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
All righty. Thank you for calling in. All right. Let's see. Whoops. All right. Hang on there. I hate it when it does that. It's like sometimes the caller is hanging up. It's like, I know, the caller hung up, and it's like I pressed the button just as it did. It's like your number moved up into their slot, and I was like, uh-oh. Just set off Pamela. No, wait. All righty. Our next one here is area code 805. 805, you are online.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. And who am I speaking to, please?
This is Donna. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
What is your question?
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I wanted to know if a man was coming into my life, like a companion, someone to travel with, have fun with.
I'm hearing yes.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
All right, and what I'm hearing is seek and you shall find. Are you by water?
I am. I live in Santa Barbara. I'm right on the beach, running real close.
Right, because I've never been to California, but I know obviously a lot of it is on the water, but a lot of it isn't on the water. And I was seeing water. So, what I'm getting is, seek and you shall find. I don't know if I said that before, but that's where it feels like it's going to be along the water. So do a lot of water activities, okay?
Yeah.
I'm also hearing it's good for health. So, you know, take walks and stuff like that. I'm activities. I just feel like, yes, it's a companion. The other thing I'm seeing is a boat. You know, it's not a huge boat. It's a little boat, you know.
Okay,
so,
I kayak.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not getting when. What I am getting is to enjoy life. If you're invited out to anything Halloweenish, you know, I mean, Halloween I know is coming because I'm seeing the costumes, make sure you do that. I'm getting that there are times when you just want to, you know, hang at home and stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm actually that you need to get out at least twice a week.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about going to, like, you know, I don't know, just like a knitting club. I just made that up. But something that, you know, has both male and females and, you know, something social. Okay.
Well, they have these meetup groups where there's guys and girls.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, activities. So it is definitely coming, okay? And I'm hearing a song lyric, "Don't give up on us, baby." So don't give up, but have a positive attitude. And I'm hearing love, love, love. Love everybody who you know, run into.
Okay.
Okay?
I can do that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Have a nice day.
You too.
You too. Call back and let us know how it goes. All righty. Let's see. Let me mess with the bar here for a minute. Make sure I don't shut you off this time. There we go. Okay, and our next one. Okay, I yellow screened that one, so hang on there. I'll get them back on. Is area code 760. You are on with us.
Hello, this is Jenna.
I'm sorry, was that Jen?
Janet.
Oh, Jenna. And how can I help you, Jenna?
I was calling because I'm debating on switching companies. I do real estate for a living. And I don't know if you could tell me, like, what
I'm getting yes. I'm shaking my head up and down. I'm like, she can't see that. Okay. Yes, okay. I feel that there is a better opportunity. Okay, I'm seeing, like, you know, like one of those ropes, like in a noose, okay, and that's where it feels like where you're currently at. You know, obviously just don't quit it, but definitely search around, okay, and I'm actually seeing a magnifying glass to search around. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
Well, I was going to ask if I mentioned, like, the brokers' names at different places, you could tell me which one seems better.
Okay, don't forget we have other people waiting.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So
one is Roger.
Okay.
One is Kyle and Eric and Christy.
Okay, for some reason Roger stood out, okay, and also Eric. Okay, I'm actually, that double sounded. I'm actually seeing to use a magnifying glass and scrutinize, okay, because, again, Roger is standing out, I'm not getting why, okay?
Okay.
I'm also hearing go on the interviews. That feels good, go on the interviews. I'm just getting to scrutinize all of the places. I know that sounds weird. Okay?
No.
And the other thing I'm getting, okay, is to, I assume they all have websites, all right, and this might sound kind of weird, but this is what I'm getting, okay? And people can use this for other things. Go on to each website, okay? Now, I usually feel it in my stomach, but see how you feel when you go on each of their websites. See how you feel. See, maybe a thought will come up to you. You know, maybe it'll be a pain or it'll be a good feeling. That will also help you, too. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, again, Roger's standing out, but I don't know why.
Well, he has the highest commission out of them all, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Don't happy it. I mean,
I don't know why. It's just standing out.
Okay.
But, again, go on his website and see how you feel because, you know, sometimes the one that pays the most isn't necessarily the best.
Right.
So,
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Alrighty. Whoops. Yep, I highlighted something there and everything went pink. Okay. Let's see what happened there. Hang on. What did I get a hold of? Okay, nope, I still got you. Okay, there we go. We're doing good. Okay, and our next caller here is area code 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818. 818.
Hello, everybody. Hello. How are you?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
My name is Dani, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California.
Okay. And I have...
Yes. I'd like to know if you see me starting to bring in any income into the home, and if so, how and when.
Okay. Well, first of all, the when is very soon, okay? And, you know, before you ask the question, it was weird. I heard Carole King sing, and it's an old song, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. So I almost laughed when you said California, okay? But
earthquakes.
You know? But I also... I also feel like that means, you know, money is coming in. It feels like something that's fun, okay, what you're going to be doing. I heard arts and crafts, and it doesn't necessarily mean that, but what arts and crafts mean to me is something creative and something fun. And as I'm saying that, I heard Smokey Robinson saying you better shop around. So shop around, okay? And now they're saying within a couple of months. Now I'm hearing a really old song. I need to update my playlist, some people tell me. But I'm hearing a song lyric that says, do what you want to do, go where you want to go. Okay? So what you need to do is figure out what is in your heart. Okay? And I'm going to be honest. The money might not be like tons at first, but it feels like more will come in. Now, you can do something part-time, you know, just to have the extra income. But in the long run, you know, it feels like what you really enjoy doing, that's where the money's going to come in, okay? And
okay.
It's definitely before the winter. It's definitely before the winter, okay?
Awesome. Because I've been guided, my angels and spirit guides have guided, have given me, I've had a spiritual awakening in the past few months, and I've found out all of these gifts and abilities that I have, such as the natural healing ability, working with crystals. The angels have started me working with them to heal others. All of these things have happened so quickly, and I was like, you know, I need to do something with this business-wise, but I'm, you know, throwing out some ideas but not sure which way to go with it. So that's why I had asked to see what you guys thought.
Right. So, you know, sometimes they're saying follow the yellow brick road, all right? And
okay.
A lot of times, now there's nothing wrong with planning, setting goals, even making up a business plan, but a lot of times you throw away the business plan, okay? It's kind of like if you do an outline, that would be good, but by follow the yellow brick road, sometimes you just have to walk down it. I mean, I was planning on doing hypnosis. That's what in 1993, that's what I was going to do. I ended up doing massage therapy and, you know, and hiding my psychic gifts because I thought everyone was going to think I was weird. So, you know, sometimes the journey is what helps to discover what we're meant to be. And I just want to say, I think it's very interesting how you had this spiritual awakening and how I heard that song, I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet. Now I know what it means.
Yes.
Very cool.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, just follow the yellow brick road and trust. Trust that you're going to be taken care of.
Okay.
That's the hardest thing. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
Thank you so very much. I was just trying to see with the creativeness aspect, you said the arts and crafts. I wonder how that falls into line with all of this.
You'll discover it. You know, you'll discover it. Again, the arts and crafts to me mean fun. So make it fun.
Okay.
Got
it. Thank you guys so much.
We encourage you to call back in and let us know how that goes. It's like that's one of the really cool things. A lot of people, you know, are starting to call in with exactly, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, everybody has their different gifts, but it's like, you know, the spiritual awakening is happening from around. So it's like one of the things we offer at Psychic Fun Wild is we have a psychic family here. So it's like if you would like to, you know, call some of us and, you know, discuss your gifts and that kind of stuff and whatever, it's like, you know, we'd love to hear from you and you know, help you along that path too, because there's some really good spiritual developers along here too. So call us back. Okay, thank you.
I sure will. Thank you. Namaste.
You bet. You too. All righty. Awesome, Blossom. That's always exciting. It really is.
Yes, it is. New paths
all
are.
All righty. Totally. Okay, and this one is, there's one of our Skype callers, is Vivian Yang. You are on with us.
Hi.
Hi, Vivian.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And how can I help you today?
Yeah, I just want to know, do you see any job coming?
You know, yes, okay. And it's funny because I'm hearing the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And what I'm getting is the rainbow is closer than you think, okay? But, okay, you have to search at the end of the rainbow. So what that means is you might have to travel, okay? That's, but you definitely have to look. And I'm getting push yourself a little bit, okay? And, again, I just feel like walking down a road, you know, kind of traveling. And I feel you're going to be working with groups of people. I know that sounds weird, but that's what I'm getting, groups. And what I'm got from that is everybody does their own part, okay? But every part is important for the one main goal, okay? And it does feel like it's something that helps a lot of people. And I'm not talking, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're working on a hospital. It could be, for all I know. But it feels like it's something that betters, like, society in a whole. That's what it feels like, okay? So, yes, you know, and again, they're saying motivation, 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 and don't, you know, don't worry, you know. I'm just feeling a sense of worry. Let go of the worry, and I'm seeing you putting your arms up and reaching out, and, you know, one of the things that I do sometimes is I reach my arms up into the sky, you know, and I say, thank you, God, for all your gifts. And, you know, do that if you believe in angels. Just thank the universe, whatever's out there for you, for everything that's coming in, and let go of the fear.
Yeah, because right now I have someone asking me to, like, do the in-home nanny, which I don't like it because it's kind of long hour because I have a young kid at home. And also apply so many jobs, like pharmacy technician, and also like Starbucks, coffee shop, and also all kind of jobs for the bank. So, like, kind of the one you describe, I'm thinking, because I'm going to take in the class, massage class, probably 2 weeks later. They are helping people try to find the trigger point, helping people to massage, release the pressure and then the painful.
Great.
So I'm asking, that's the one you describe. However, I know I'm kind of worried about the money because right now we are very in big debt right now. So do you see any time frame or something like him?
And again, I'm hearing not to worry about money. It will come in, okay? Mm-hmm. Trust that your needs are going to – they're saying the bills will get paid. You're going to eat, okay, to trust that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, don't go out and spend foolishly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I'm also hearing don't fall for any get-rich schemes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, the work is going to come. You know,
okay.
The money's going to come. And again, trust God. Have the faith. I know it's not easy. You know, I know it's not easy when, you know, the rent is due and, you know, you're a couple hundred dollars short. I know how scary that is. I've experienced it. But God always comes through. Okay.
Okay. So just keep searching. Keep searching.
Right. Yeah. Keep looking, and again, you might have to travel for it, but it's worth it.
Okay.
So, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you very much. Okay. Wow, and that seems to be something that's on people's minds a lot. It's like, is finances, the economy the way it is? All righty. And we
can
have
Can I just interject? Because people have been worrying about money before the recession.
Right.
Or I like to say the so-called recession. And don't forget that there are some people who have made millions from the recession, okay, and from the depression. So it's really, it is all matter of perspective.
Yep, I agree.
Okay? And worry
that happened.
Yeah. Worry makes everything worse. I know from experience, you know.
Yep. And in fact, it's a really interesting, if you take the historical view from it, there were people during the First Depression, and the First Depression, you know, back when the stock market crashed in 1929, if you go back and read that history, you find out that, yeah, there was a lot of people that was broke, but you know what? There was also a lot of people that, just as you said, came out of it millionaires on the other side. They came
right.
out very well-to-do, you know, or the equivalent of, it's like, you know, if you do the money gradation thing that, you know, goes on, it's like, because money used to be worth more back then when we were on the gold standard. But, yeah, so, you know, it is a matter of perspective. And it's like some people went through it and went, wow, there was a depression? Okay. You know, and they you know, went from rags to riches, literally. And they said, wow, you know, this is America's soul. They're the land of opportunity. And it is what you make of it. All righty. Good thoughts there, definitely. And what I always want to tell people, too, is think about, if they have not seen The Secret and that Rhonda Byrne moment, you know, like, I love that part where the genie of the lamp, you know, comes out, you know, rub the lamp, and it's like, you know, your wish is my command. So it's like, it was real cute, because this was a Disney cartoon one, where, I don't know if whoever's familiar with the Aladdin series and Iago the little parrot. It's like,
right.
you know, he said, well, there was something happened, you know, just like that. And he says, well, I'll be a frilled lizard in this, you know, thing. Like, zap, it's like, you're a frilled lizard. He says, and then he goes, how come I couldn't have said I was the richest, handsomest, wealthiest parent ever? And said, why did I have to say I was a frilled lizard? So we want to watch what we're saying when we're wishing for things, because the genie of the universe may pop out and give it to you. So think of what you're saying and say what you want to happen instead of what you don't want to happen.
Right, because, you know, a lot of people live in fear, and in a sense they can create that. And there's a part in The Secret that I love that says, thank God the universe doesn't give everything that we created, right? Because at one point, you remember that change? It was an elephant. Yeah, this he was thinking about an elephant, and it appeared in his living room. And what was really funny is after the elephant disappeared, he had to clean up the poop. Now, would you want to clean up? Elephant poop is huge. I remember being a little girl at a zoo watching an elephant go to the bathroom. It was hysterical. It was also very amazing for a little girl. You
wow.
know?
Oh,
maybe we should take a call, huh? We're getting a little off the subject.
I was going to say, we have several people here waiting, so it's like, right, so they don't want to hear about elephant poop, unless they don't want to step in it either. So there you go. Okay, area code 304, you are online with us today.
Hello, my name's Kim.
Hi, Kim, and how can I help you?
I was just wanting to know if you see me and my husband building on to our home, whether it will be this year or next year, I'm not quite sure, but we've been talking about it.
Yeah,
I don't know if you see that coming through.
I'm getting to wait, okay? That's what
okay.
I'm getting, to put it
wait.
On hold. Wait.
Okay.
Not necessarily not do it, okay? But wait, I'm not getting why. It could be because of financial stuff, and, you know, the money needs to be spent elsewhere. But I'm getting what you have right now is good. I feel
okay.
like it might be a little squishy. The other thing I'm getting is you need to find the right person to do it, okay? And
okay.
I'm hearing, like, one of those fast-talking salespeople, okay? And I'm getting to be very careful not to get involved with that, okay? I'm also feeling like there might be somebody, like, family who wants to help you out with this, okay? I don't know if you understand. And I'm getting to be careful of the strings that are attached.
Okay?
Because, again, I'm feeling a salesman, and I'm feeling, like, strings attached, so it feels like you just need to wait a little bit, and
yeah, we're gonna look around first and see who would be the best.
Right.
You know, we're gonna take our time.
Right.
Because, you know, he already has pretty much an idea what he wants to do, but you're right. That's what we're kind of concerned about, is finding the right people to do
right.
it.
Right.
That's
so. You know, and honestly, it feels like it's probably gonna be, you know, when it's warm. So I'm not sure if that's next year or the following year. Okay.
Okay.
You know. And I feel like you would not want that done during Christmas time. I don't know.
Oh, no.
It'll
definitely be in warmer weather, that's for sure.
Okay, yeah.
I have a lot of things on hold. I'm just kind of waiting out for the weather now, so.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it will happen. But, you know, sometimes, and I'm like this, I can be so impatient. You know, I'm a lot more patient. But a lot of times it's better to wait, because certain things have to happen for it to be, you know, come out a lot better. If you rush in too quickly, then it can become a nightmare.
Okay. You know? So I'm just getting
to be
patient.
Oh, yeah, I'm not rushing. I'm just going to be very patient about it because I want to make sure it's done right.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I'll be looking around. I'll be taking your advice on that, that's for sure.
Okay.
Is there anything else that you see for me coming up besides that? Anything I should be concerned with?
Not concerned, but I feel like there's going to be more work, but it feels good. Okay?
Okay.
It feels like more money. All right. So I'm hearing this song by Lynyrd Skynyrd, Won't You Lend a Helping Hand? Okay. But, you know, oh, God, I'm hearing all these hand sounds, okay? But it feels like, you know, some people you're like, I don't want to help you, you know? And I don't mean it in a negative way. It's like, you know you're not going to be able to help them. This feels like something that you're going to enjoy doing, helping people, you know?
Oh, yeah, I do spiritual readings, and I put all the money back, and then it's like a rescue fund for people. And I give money to whoever needs it. That's what I'm starting to do.
Okay, but
it's called like money from heaven, you know, like a rescue box.
Okay, but again, it feels like a lot more is coming, okay?
Okay.
And they're saying put a little aside for you too, okay?
Okay.
All right, pay yourself, so. Okay? So
God bless.
Yeah, good things are coming.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. You have a wonderful day, both of
you.
All
right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, and you too. Call us back again. Okay, well, I did the math here. We've got 6 more callers to do, and we have about 18 minutes. So we got about 3 apiece here, guys.
Okay, we'll try and get to everybody. We'll do our best, okay.
We'll do our best, just as sure will. Okay, here's one that's been waiting a while. Is area code 631-631. You're on with us.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call. I have 2 questions. My first one was, I've been waiting, I think I got hired. They said I got hired, but they didn't check my background, check and references, and they haven't done it yet. I'm supposed to start tomorrow. I guess I'm not starting tomorrow. What do you see with this?
I'm actually feeling like you're going to be starting this week. What is your first name, by the way? I didn't hear that.
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Yeah, it feels like this week, okay? This week.
Should I call them at 3:30 today and see why they haven't called, or?
I'm actually thinking getting to wait on them, okay? And I do feel another offer coming through, just to let you know. I don't know.
What do you mean?
From somewhere else. I feel like another offer coming in.
When? Because I'm supposed to start this week. But are they going to call me today to start this week because it's already Tuesday? Or?
Again, I'm just hearing this week. I don't know the exact date, but I am feeling that there is an opportunity somewhere else.
When are they going to call?
I'm not getting, you know, so they're not giving me a time. You know, my guides always don't give me time, okay? But I'm just getting that it's your choice.
Oh, no, what I meant is like the other job. Is that like months from now, weeks from now? That's what I meant.
Yeah, I knew what you, but they're not giving me a time. I'm just getting that there will be another opportunity, okay? And it will be your choice. So I'm not getting when.
So I'm going to hear sometime today or tomorrow, you think, for the job I'm starting this week?
Yes, this week. I'm getting you starting this week. Okay?
Okay, real quick, what about love life? Do you see a boyfriend, someone new or someone old? Or?
Oh, they're saying take what you want and leave the rest behind. Okay, it's a saying that people say. And when I'm feeling that it's somebody more in your future, okay, and that's why they're saying leave the rest behind. Okay, you can go, you know, you can go back and grab somebody from the past, but honestly, I'm feeling it's better to move forward.
Yeah, well, I have someone who likes me, but I think both of them talk just as friends. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling somebody, you know, somebody in the future. That's what it feels like. And
but
my
you
guides
don't know
are
when.
Saying, in before you even ask that, my guides are saying the immediate future. Okay, it feels like November-ish.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I just hope, all right, I'll wait for them to call me. Hopefully they'll call me today.
Yeah, again, I'm getting you working this week, okay?
Not just subbing, the new job.
Again, I'm hearing you working this week, so I assume it's the new job, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
I'll let us know. We like to know things like that. That's awesome. Okay. Let's see. All right, we dropped that one. And let's see. Let's make sure. I don't drop you, Pamela. Okay.
No,
here
I'm here.
Okay. Didn't push the wrong button this time. All righty. Let's see. Our next one here is area code 202. 202,
hello.
You're on with us. Here we go.
Hi, how are you? How are
you? Good. And who's calling, please?
This is Sophia.
Sophia?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I help you, Sophia?
I was calling because I am a little concerned about my situation right now. I've kind of been forced into, I've been forced to move, and, you know, I guess, and I'll have to relocate, and I need to find, and I'm looking for employment right now. And it seems like I've been having some issues with my health. I don't know if this is something that you guys, you know, I just want to know, is there, like, will everything be okay?
Yeah.
If you can help.
What I heard is, and it's weird because this was said to me many years ago, and I wrote a blog on it a while back, and what I heard was, out of horror can come beauty, okay? So what you're going through right now is not that comfortable, okay? But I'm getting that good will come from it, you know, because now I'm hearing a really weird thing. Yours is not to... ask wise, yours is to do or die, okay? And what that means to me is kind of do your best to accept where you're at and know that you're moving up. And with that, I saw like lifting up in an elevator, okay? I do feel that you might have to take, you know, a temporary job doing something that you're not too thrilled about, but something better is coming, okay? And honestly, I feel like that there is going to be a better move for you. So I'm not sure if it's like another location or to a nicer place where you're living, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But where you're at right now feels very temporary, okay?
Yeah, it is. Did you pick up anything as far as my health? Because I got a diagnosis basically, and I'm real.
I'm getting to listen to the doctors, but also listen to your heart, okay? And do, you know, look at alternatives, but don't ignore, you know, what the doctors are saying, okay? But again, listen to your heart, do alternative, you can do both, and you might want to get a second opinion. Okay? And I'm also getting, you know, some people exaggerate. I'm dying. You're not dying. You're going to be around for longer. Okay?
Okay.
All right? So not to worry.
Okay. Thank
okay?
you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. And keep in touch and let us know how things go. We always like to know those follow-ups. All righty. Let's see, here we go. And moving right along, okay. Let's see what happened here. Did I lose you? No, I still got you. Oh, there we go. Okay, that's what happened. Ah. I love it when the switchboard acts up. Hang in there, guys, just for a moment here. Okay, and we have area code 917. 917, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is there anyone there?
I don't think there's anyone there. We'll put them back in queue, though, and we'll go on to area code 408. 408, you're on. Some troubles? Okay, we can't quite hear you. It's like this is one of those, can you move to a high place in the hill? I can't hear you now. 408, you're on live with us, but we're not hearing you at all. There we go. 408, that's you. There you go, yes.
Thank you.
All righty. What's your question for Pamela today?
Okay, I just would like, I know it's a very vague question, but I would like to know what you hear from me regarding the rest of the year.
Okay, and can I get your first name? That helps too.
Sure, Michelle.
Michelle, okay. Michelle, before you came on, okay, I heard happy, happy, joy, joy, okay? And I'm getting that it's a choice, okay? I'm also hearing, what do you want from me? There's a song, I think Eric Clapton sings, what do you want from me, okay? And what that means to me is, what do you want? And again, I'm hearing happy, happy, joy, joy, okay? So do things that make you happy, okay? It feels that if you keep a happy, positive attitude, this year is going to go better, All right, I'm hearing more work, more doing things that you enjoy. I'm sorry, there's a helicopter outside. More doing things that you enjoy. I'm getting fun with people. I feel a little travel, okay? I'm also getting creativity. I'm not sure if you write or do something like that. For some reason, it feels more like writing. I could be wrong, but it feels very creative, okay? So, again, I'm hearing happy, happy, joy, joy. Choose what you want to do, okay? I just feel like you... Oh, this is so funny. I was about to say add some more joy into your life and positive thinking, and I'm seeing somebody add seasoning, okay? And I'm hearing, a little salt makes it taste better, okay? So I know it's a little funny. But think of, like, your life that way, you know? Oh, if I add some positive stuff and some joy. And I know sometimes for me when I'm feeling a little down, I'll be like, you know what? I haven't done any affirmations. I haven't meditated. I've been watching too much, like Law and Order, but those can be very depressing. I've been watching too much of those. I need to put more positive in my life, and that's what you feel like you need. And then I'm hearing happy, happy, joy, joy. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Good deal. Okay, and let's see, our next one here, all right, is area code, lost my place, there they go, 951, you are on with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I have a general read?
Sure, what is your first name?
Lori.
Lori or Glory?
Lori.
Lori, okay. I'm hearing it's time to create the new. Okay, let go of the old. I feel I'm getting a vision of a woman sweeping, okay, and putting in a dustpan, okay, and then I'm seeing my own closet, okay, and honestly it could be straightened up, and that's what I'm seeing is like a little bit of a sloppiness, so I feel like there's things that need to be cleaned up, but it doesn't feel like a lot of things, okay, and to straighten up, and once you do that, it feels like lots of things are happening. Also hearing open your heart to love, okay? And honestly, I can't get if you're single or if you're in a relationship, okay? What I am getting is that you need, that's so weird. I heard the song, You Got to Let Love In, okay? So don't be so guarded in love. Love, allow it to come in, okay? Of course, have proper boundaries in place. That's important. But don't put a wall in front of you, okay? There, I just feel like there's a lot of people who want to love you, and I'm getting to love people back. I'm getting also to be careful with your choices in people. Listen to that inner voice, okay? I'm also feeling a lot of healing, too, okay? And I'm seeing you do exercises or strengthening up your body.
I hope my battery don't die.
Okay. But, again, I'm just seeing you strengthening yourself, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like a good foundation, a lot of stuff's coming in. Are you still there?
Nope, it dropped her. Her battery died. Darn.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, maybe she can call back in, next week. Pamela's on Tuesday, so it's like you can always get a hold of her next week or you can get a hold of her after times. Okay, we've got 6 minutes. And we got two more callers. We might make this. Yay!
Okay. I think we might make it.
Well, I think we might make it. Okay, 773, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I was calling from, here in Chicago.
And your first name is?
Teresa.
And how can I help you, Teresa?
I just had tuned in, and I guess I would want just a general reading or whatever. Spirit wants me to know.
Okay, I'm hearing money, okay, and I feel like money will improve and get better, okay. I'm also getting make sure you respect yourself, and I'm not feeling like you allow people to walk all over you, okay. I just feel like, again, respect yourself, okay. The other thing I'm seeing about you is dressing nicely, so if you're not dressing nicely, please dress nicely. I'm also seeing, like, accessories like hats and jewelry and stuff. I'm just getting, like, I don't know why clothes feel important around you, okay? So make sure that you do that. The other thing I'm getting to is like good smells, good scents, you know, scent. Okay, that feels important. Okay, so I'm getting also when I'm that you're a woman of class, and you know, make sure people treat you like a woman of class. Okay, it feels like higher education. All right, and that does not necessarily mean college. That could be taking classes or learning something new in life, you know, a lesson that gives you a higher education, okay? They're saying that you are very smart and believe in it, okay? And I'm also feeling activities around you, and that is important, okay, very important. And I'm also getting to get out there among people. You need to be around people. You're kind of like me. You can be very outgoing, but you can also be an introvert, okay? The other thing I'm getting is meditation. Meditation is very important. So even if you just listen to beautiful music and close your eyes. And last but not least, you need to be around nature. And I don't care if that's just looking at a plant, maybe having a pet, or, you know, sitting in a park. But I'm feeling you need to be around nature. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So we have one more caller, so I need to respect that for the next caller.
Okay.
So
thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay. And I think the bad news is I think that person dropped. It's like I think blogged them off there. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, whoever
like,
you were.
Oh, no, that yep. If you can get back in, it's like, and it was dropping people out of chat earlier today, too. So I'm thankful to our chat room who kept coming back in because I noticed several of them, you know, drop them out and they come back in. I was like, you know, thank you. It's just having a blog day to day. It's okay. Wow, we have about, 3 minutes here. Okay. Well, real quickly, I'm going to mention the stuff here that we mentioned before to get a hold of Pamela. Well, actually, you know what? Do you want to finish? Did you have a few more things you wanted to say to that other caller? Because she's still here with our last caller. Is there something you'd like to finish up with her, Pamela?
Okay, it's funny. I'm hearing another song that I heard before, and I think it's for her, but I feel like it's for some of our callers. My guys are saying you'll know who.
773.
Yeah, you'll know who you are, and I'm hearing the song. Be who you want to be. Go where you want to go. Do what you want to go. Do, okay? So many times in life, people say, you need to do that. You need to do that. You know, your life will be better than that. And really, you need to trust that little inner voice that says, hey, I need to do this, you know? I mean, if I had listened to people, okay, I would have never been doing, you know, being a psychic, giving readings on the radio, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If I listened to my parents, I would have been, you know, an administrative assistant, okay? Nothing wrong with that, but it's just not right for me, okay? So be who you are. That's very, very important, okay? I'm hearing John Mellencamp saying millions of people, you know, who want to be heard. I'm messing up the lyrics, okay? But there's a lot of people that want to be acknowledged and heard. And make sure that you're heard because there's always somebody to listen, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm getting make sure you listen, okay, because there's always someone who wants to be heard, okay? Because listening is an art. You know, there's the art of communication and there's the art of listening, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting, actually, you're pretty good at it, you know, that you
are
good at it, okay? I'm feeling that there is one female in your life, okay, who you listen to a little too much.
Thank
and help. It feels like it's one-sided, okay?
Yes.
And decide whether or not you really want to always have that person in your life, you know, and how much you want to have that person in your life, or you may not want to have them there at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That feels that is very important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hearing love God, trust God, okay? And I'm getting back to the meditation. Make sure you meditate.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I hope all that helps.
Oh, it did, especially trusting God. Yes, all of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
All right.
Yeah. Alrighty. We're going to mention real quick, the things I forgot to mention was there's still time to vote
for 25 of your favorite psychics and favorite shows, psychic shows, or card readers or whoever. If you email, send an email to, it's called New York Gate. It's NEWYORKGATE, there we go, at AOL.com. And it's Attention Peggy North. Let's see, I'm trying to type that out there. And that will go until October 10 seconds. Okay. Anyway, Pamela, get a hold of her at 973-229-9704 or at com, and you can also find her at www.psychicsgonewild.com. And thank you for another awesome show.
And thank you, Kelly, for having me on.
All righty.
Okay.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. You are a delight to have on. It's like you are one of our jewels, you know.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No, people do. We've seen that. People wait until the day that, you know, that you're on to call in. It's like you have a following. You have a fan club. It's awesome.
Oh, that's nice. You should see how red my face is, so I'm glad we're on the radio.
I think Birdie Bird helps too, so anyway.
Oh, yeah, Birdie Bird gives me that energy, so.
Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you for being in chat and being on with us today, and we will see you again tomorrow. Our show is at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, 6 p.m., and it's 773-897-6461. We're not.